different levels of access and causation. But and then we have eight states, I believe it's still eight, plus D.C. with legalization for adult use. But on a medical side, I mean, this was pretty much a no-brainer for us here in the United States as citizens. But now to hear the recent rhetoric coming from Jeff Sessions about, you know, his approaching Congress asking, you know, to now move on medical cannabis, I'll be honest with you, I did not see that one coming at all.
Clark Neely, to you, it seems this is a symptom of a larger problem, which is dealing with social problems or overreaching government with a policy change rather than a statutory change, and allowing essentially the executive branch to decide to what extent they're going to enforce laws vigorously.
I would say yes and no. I mean, 2 points on that. First of all, there is a federal law in the books that makes it unlawful to possess or distribute marijuana, so that law exists. On the other hand, Congress passed a rider not long ago that prohibited the Department of Justice from spending funds going after medical cannabis dispensaries that were legal under state law. Jeff Sessions has asked for that rider to be rescinded and asked for the Department of Justice to have essentially permission, you know, to go after this. Another piece of the puzzle is that there are so many federal laws, and there's so many things that the federal authorities could be investigating, could be prosecuting, that there's always an element of discretion. There's always a question of what are the crimes or the problems that they should be focusing on. And I think you'd be insane. I think you'd be insane to suggest that the lawful consumption of medical cannabis in the states that permit it is among the more pressing social problems in America. And yet we have an attorney general that thinks that it's important that the Department of Justice be unshackled and permitted to go after that activity. And I think that's just an utterly benighted point of view.
Mm. Clark, that's an excellent point. We only have limited resources, whether at the federal level, state level, local level. And we know at the federal level right now, with so many other important issues that the Department of Justice could be focusing on. I mean, think about this. You're going to take these limited resources and go after people where medical cannabis is a great benefit to them. And as you mentioned earlier, the polling numbers, this is not what the citizens of this country want. Instead of focusing on things like crimes against our children, yes, we are focusing on human trafficking, but imagine what we could do with more resources to deal with human trafficking. Imagine what we could do with more resources in finding all of the missing, or at least looking for all of the missing children that we have in this country and beyond. I mean, there's so many other important things that we could be doing at the federal level and using these limited resources. And he's talking about medical cannabis.
Another thing that Jeff Sessions has done as attorney general was to direct U.S. attorneys, to the extent that they are out there and working, to seek the harshest penalties he can for, I think, primarily drug-related crimes, but perhaps it's broader than that, tossing out guidance that was provided by then Attorney General Eric Holder in the Obama administration. Now, this seems to be a very clear-cut case of where statute perhaps ought to speak rather than simply an interpretation from the Department of Justice.
Well, again, I think the answer is yes and no. I mean, so on the one hand, we have an extraordinarily broad and punitive federal criminal law. There are so many federal criminal laws that the Department of Justice itself has been unable to count the number, and that's putting aside regulatory crimes of which there are several hundred thousand that are you know, just the product of administrative agencies. So the idea that our federal criminal justice system is insufficiently punitive, which seems to be the motivating factor behind the May 10th Sessions memo in which he instructed U.S. attorneys to charge and pursue the most serious, readily provable offense, the idea that our federal criminal law is insufficiently punitive is just astonishingly out of touch, I would say, both with reality and with public perception. It is not the case that we are being insufficiently punitive at the federal level. It's the case that I would say quite the opposite. Our federal criminal law is too big, too sprawling, and too brutal, and prosecutors should have the discretion to pull it back. There are many federal judges. There are some federal judges who've actually retired from being federal judges because they just couldn't.